Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Am I tough enough?
Strong and stable leadership.
Total rhubarb.
Hell yes, I'm tough enough.
Shut the fridge.
Not another one.
It's the Politics Show podcast.
Love podcasts, hate nonsense. It's the Politics Show podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Bravo.
Very cultured. Very cultured. Ed Campbell.
Ollie Dugmore.
Ava Santina.
Ollie Dugmore.
It's a stellar lineup today, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a classic.
The best lineup. The best formula. No, what did you say on the 100th episode? Classic formula.
Classic formula.
Two boys, one girl.
Oh, yeah. I showed an article where. Yeah. That was funny. The platonic ideal of a podcast is either me and you or me, you and Sean.
Thank you.
Not my ideal. The platonic ideal.
Right. Who's Platon?
Good weekend.
Yes, thank you. Did you have a nice weekend?
Tip top.
Ava?
I had a lovely weekend, yeah.
Great.
What a tremendous.
Well, I hope we bring high energy to the podcast.
Absolutely not.
It was disappointing yesterday morning, though, because I woke up and I thought, right, to Dugmore. And you weren't there.
Well, holidays.
Mm. By that, I mean I was expecting to hear him on LBC. Just to mean. No, sorry.
In the bunk bed, you share.
I should just clarify that.
The three of us live in one bedroom.
Yeah. I mean, there's three bunk beds.
Yeah.
We built them ourselves. Content house.
Yeah. We built them ourselves and they keep collapsing on top of me.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be on the bottom bunk?
He can't get up to the top one.
Ooh. Ooh. Shots fired already.
Sorry.
I prefer to be in the bottom bunk.
Yeah. I think.
And how would, are we sharing one bathroom like your old flat?
Yeah, for pissing, shitting, and kissing.
Yeah.
There's a rota.
We're really less than 5 minutes in doing a lot of lore, a lot of pod lore.
Yeah, I think they love it. I think that there'll be stuff that we've forgotten that they know from real deep on early.
Mm. How many people do you think have listened to the whole catalogue?
Two. And it's not us.
And, sat right here now, buddy.
Yeah.
I've asked you how your weekend was, haven't I?
You have,
We've
thank
caught
you.
Up. Yeah, it was good.
Thanks.
We've done the small talk. Should we get into it?
Big talk.
Yeah.
Hit the klaxon.
That's actually, that's a BBC show, though, isn't it?
Hard talk. Yes.
With Nick Robinson.
Is it Nick Robinson now? It was a different guy.
No, it's actually not at all. That's political thinking. Sorry.
Yes.
Hard talk with Christopher Biggins.
You know, on Saturday morning, the Today programme.
I'm familiar with Saturday mornings. Yeah.
Well, good. So the Today programme opened with that line from Ray that's like, you know, Ray won Cleaned Up at the BAFTAs. Mm-hmm. They opened up with her lyric, if my body was a boat, could you steer that sailor? And it was Michelle Hussein introducing it. I was just thinking, like,
is that good?
It's like, do they not know what that means? Who picked that?
But is that a good... Here's a question. Is that a good metaphor?
If my body was a boat...
Could you steer that sailor?
What would you say, Ed?
I don't know. Is it a good sailor?
How many BAFTAs have you won?
Zero, but...
I rest my case.
Have you ever wanted to be steered?
You're goddamn right.
Men are easier to steer because we've got built-in rudders. Puts face down in a pond.
Just to confirm, the penis is the rudder.
We could have got along with no, it's not there, but okay.
Women are better boats.
Why, Ed?
Airbags.
Oh my god. God's sake.
Someone watched SNL this weekend. Boobs are back, boys.
She looks seaworthy.
For God's sake.
I'd be like that door that they tried to get on.
Does anyone want to talk about the Ipsos polling?
Pull this. I say, as I dive into the ocean.
Are we gonna? Do you want to do 10 minutes of our boobs back chat?
No, I think we're done.
Why are you shying away from it?
Because boobs are front; they are not back. Right. Do you think any of us will go on to have serious political journalism careers after this?
I've made my peace with it. Fine.
What's your Saturday 4 o'clock question going to be?
Our boobs back.
Yeah.
That's what I'll open with.
Hi, Ollie. My name's Royston. I'm calling in from Ipswich. Oh, yeah.
They never left.
Yeah.
Ava, can you talk about the new polling from the Evening Standard? Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's quite dramatic polling if you're a Conservative and quite wonderful polling if you are in the Labour Party. And I think that is pretty much been going on for the past year.
Yeah.
So Labour are now on track. I mean, I should actually get it up because it's obscene. If this polling were to be, put into seats? Good, I'm here for this.
Replicated at a general election?
No, because it's not quite that.
If you were to like do, is it the MRRP polling?
Yeah, multiple regression.
Wow. Get you a man who can do both. Yeah. Fun bags and polling.
I've got a degree in that. Just so we know.
You can read
which?
Tidbit.
Which?
Both.
This is the most fucking A-level schoolboy chat. Yeah, I've actually got a degree in boobs. What the fuck is...
Norcology. I have a degree in quantitative methods. That was my point. Not the boob thing.
Right, so...
Just a higher national certificate.
Ava, please, rescue this.
According to this Ipsos poll, Tories have fallen to a record low of 20%, which means they're 27 points behind Labour. Now, if this was going to be translated into predicted seats, that would mean that the Tories would lose 351 seats and have 25 seats. Labour would have... Sorry. Labour would have 537 seats. The Lib Dems would have 47.
Sick.
So they'd be the official opposition.
They would be the official opposition. And the SNP would have 18 seats.
Good golly.
Do you believe it? Do you think, yeah, I could see a world in which there are 530 Labour MPs?
Yes. I think there was, as the polling has been more and more consistent, like,
it kept happening.
I'm more, like, I would be more surprised if there was a hung parliament than this.
Yeah, you would.
don't know what that means. I do, but pretend not to. I'll keep it on track. Don't worry. Steer away from that.
Yeah, with that big rudder. Sorry.
I might walk out of this. Well, you two fucking get it together.
But as all the polling has become more and more consistent, the Tories are going to have a fucking terrible election and Labour's going to have a great one. That is just the greatest one. We've just seen the greatest poll for Labour and the greatest result. And it's still, I think it's still feasible at this point.
How box office would Ed Davey versus Keir Starmer at Prime Minister's Questions be?
Might as well just hang it up now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we'd all have to hand in our badges and guns and go back to boob school.
But I think Ed Davey's at risk of losing his seat, isn't he?
Is he?
Could you imagine?
Please.
Just imagine, right? The political life of a Liberal Democrat, right? You spend years in the desert eating shit. And for once, by some quirk of, you know, the outrages of British electoral calculus and the increasing volatility of our electoral system, and the Lib Dems become the official opposition. And then the exit poll for your constituency drops. And you get Jo Swinson and you lose your seat.
Yeah, Ed Davey's wearing a yellow dress. I hated that Jo Swinson used to do that.
Mm. They all do that, though.
Jo Swinson used to wear yellow all the time. But and it was too much. It was too kitsch.
They literally all do that.
Yeah, well, it's too much.
Yeah, I agree that it's too much, but it's not just a Swinson thing.
So I think that he's Kingston and Surbiton, and I think that it was a Conservative seat. It's been flitting between Lib Dem and Conservative, and I think that there's going to be that person running on the post office ticket.
Oh.
So that has the potential to split a little bit of the... if she can really weaponize that Ed Davey is solely responsible for the Horizon scandal, which he's not, we've also got to blame Pat McFadden.
Imagine adding, sorry, the thing I just said, right, about Lib Dems being an official opposition, but you as the leader lose your seat. But not only that, it is the only seat that the Conservatives swing and win in this bloodbath of an election.
See your point there about the postmaster thing. Do you think something that the Conservatives might have to reckon with is if with polling as big as this, people might, this might invigorate people to vote against them and be like, oh, fuck, it'd be funny. Like, being like, that is quite a compelling argument.
The
like,
timeline.
Let's fucking embarrass them. Instead of like, is that more compelling than justice for the postmasters?
So you think that people might look at the polling and think, I want to see how embarrassing it
is. I'm in. Right. This is fun. Because this is fun.
Diamond hands, baby.
Like, this is funny. This is a funny thing that would happen.
Mm.
Do you know what also just makes me sick about the two of you?
Oh, please.
Makes me actually sick.
Go on.
I really like talking about Pat McFadden. You know that, right? And then I lined up an entire point there just so I could talk about Pat McFadden.
Mm-hmm.
And then you two just got back on your rudder boob chat.
You started that. Look, all Pat McFadden has to do is raise a single eyebrow at Shadow Cabinet and the room enters a hushed silence.
Yeah, but wouldn't that happen anywhere, but like to anyone? Because if someone like in a morning meeting just started doing, yes, as Ed's doing right now, that with his eyebrow.
I'd call an ambulance.
Yeah, we'd all be like, is he all right? He's having a stroke.
Do you want to know my favourite Jo Swinson anecdote?
Yes.
That the way she got gassed up and motivated before the TV debate in the 2019 general election.
Can a monster.
Listening to Super Bass by Nicki Minaj.
Don't you did not need to tell us that. That is horrible.
Some taxation, but not too much.
Statue of Thatcher.
Super bass. Revoke Brexit.
Girly SWAT.
Yeah.
Do you remember they kept calling her the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom?
Oh my God.
It's so funny.
The worst part was that she believed it.
Didn't she actually?
Yeah, that was the tragedy of it all.
Yeah.
And the comedy.
They allowed her. Mm. So deluded. Like Shakespeare.
And then we had that great moment where Nicola Sturgeon was like...
Oh, yeah.
Screaming yes when Jo Swinson lost her seat.
Yeah, that was hot.
I don't think that was party political. I think that was
personal. Yeah. I fucking hate her.
Yeah, I think it was.
I never have to see that woman ever again in my life. Yes!
How do we feel about the Lib Dems? You really are pushing the boundaries on this record. Are you trying to find the limit?
I think it's above the... That's better than what I've done before.
You think that's highbrow?
I think the rudder thing was like...
You think that's highbrow? Yeah. Just to be clear, you're about to argue that what you just did was highbrow.
Compared to, is Sydney Sweeney seaworthy? Yeah, I think it was pretty highbrow.
And to confirm, you blew a fart into your elbow.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Glad we've established that. I fucking hate the Lib Dems, man.
Oh. I don't think we should hate anyone.
Look, hate is a very strong word. I will accept that. I will accept that.
I don't. The problem is they're very exposed because they don't have many policies. And then when they do have a policy, it's quite terrible. So, for example, in Oxfordshire, where Leila Moran is the MP, Abingdon and Oxford West, is that right?
Sounds right.
I believe it. Who cares?
So they had this big push where Leila Moran was like, it disgusts me that you're going to put a migrant processing centre in my constituency. It is immoral. It is disgusting. And you make me sick. And then it boiled down, like just a couple of journalist questions picked it apart. And it was like, oh, it's because you don't want any building at all going on in your constituency. Mm-hmm. You literally think the whole thing is a greenbelt and you're trying to preserve the house prices. And so that's your only... Mm-hmm. So basically their big policy is protect the greenbelt. Don't build any new housing. Do something with the migrants. We're not quite sure what it is, depending on what audience they're talking. That's what they do. They speak to one audience in a different way to another audience, right? Mm. So they'll talk about controls and caps on immigration in some constituencies. And in the other one, they'll be like the humanitarian crisis. And it's like, we can hear both, you know?
They're all like that though, aren't they?
Yeah.
They all do that.
Like Galloway. That was the people saying about Galloway. Like the letters to Muslim voters, letters to white voters.
Mm.
Which people did.
We'll come on to that. We'll talk about him later on in the pod. The reason I hate the Lib Dems, tuition fees. It's as simple as that.
Mm.
That was like my political awakening was Nick Clegg. No. I started getting into politics in like 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, oh, that's interesting. They're gonna wipe tuition fees. And then that fucking cunt goes and triples them.
Mm-hmm.
I said to myself, never forgive. Never forget.
Never forget. Nick Clegg is on site.
It is on site.
If you're ever in,
should be really on site with Blair though, because he was the first one to put the pricing on in the first place.
I keep trying to citizens arrest Tony Blair.
we somehow get Blair onto the podcast, and us three are pinning him down.
You know who would be able to do it?
Who?
There is someone who works here, and we'll keep it very blasé. Keep it vague, and that person has performed a citizens arrest before. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
There was a robbery in the house next door, and this person who works here performed a citizen's arrest on the robber and caught him and handed him to the police.
I can't believe Laura did that.
Laura is hard as fucking nails, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm.
Good for them. I'd tell everyone about that if that was me.
I think they have.
Oh, okay. Clearly, just talked to them.
You just told several thousand more people.
Yeah,
as
yeah
well.
But just to say, you were actually in that conversation when we
was
were
I?
Told about it. Yeah, so it was at Sports Day.
No.
All right. Anyway,
not getting anything.
Carry on.
We'll come back. I look forward to you
so
telling
anyway,
me who
we
that
get
is.
Them down here, and they can do the citizen.
Yeah. Nice.
You need to be trained in being a citizen.
So the Lib Dems are on 9, Greens are on 8, Reforms are 8. I mean, the Tories aren't far off being down there in the like other category, are they?
No.
What's the other category?
You know, where it's just like other 15% and it's just an amalgamation of all of the other minor parties.
Right.
We could be chi-comming it. We could be a one-party state soon.
Mm.
Yeah. What, they could go full Whig?
We'd just be like, this is a one-party state now.
Unlucky boys. We don't have to listen to you ever.
Yeah, maybe this polling has the potential to have the opposite effect of what Ed was saying. Like, some people won't go, that's really funny, let's do it. They'll go, I don't really want
the Lib Dems to be the official opposition.
Or I don't want one party to have 500... Can you imagine doing a vote with 530 seats?
Well, the whole thing just becomes like a fucking administrative exercise for five years, doesn't it?
Yeah. Everything nodded through.
What will we do?
Yeah.
How will we make jokes?
I don't know. We'll probably be in handcuffs.
Yeah.
I do think...
I genuinely, I think people underestimate how much of a fucking narc Keir Starmer is.
Well, that like we'd be the first in prison. That's quite
I don't think we would be the first in prison by any means. But like, eventually, the authoritarian state runs out of people to arrest, and they start pointing at people with shit banter podcasts.
You said he was a runner.
I'd pitch like McCarthy, and I'd be like, "Listen, I know what makes Les Comunistas."
Would you rap?
If it meant that I didn't have to go, I wouldn't do well in prison.
You fucking...
You... Pigeon.
Yeah.
Is that...
Stool pigeon, excuse me.
Is that what we say?
You're stool pigeon.
I thought we call people rat bastards.
I didn't know we had a... I didn't know that we had a routine. I've not done this before. I've never been snitched on to such a degree.
You snitched this morning. Rat.
I snitched on both.
Yeah, you rat bastard.
Yeah, I said you were late, Maxing.
Yeah, you stool pigeon.
You were both late.
I can't be late.
We can.
A wizard is never late.
You're absolutely late, Maxing.
Ed came in this morning, sat down at his computer, and then went on Slack and was like, "Oh, everyone is very late today, I noticed."
No.
It was two minutes past nine.
That is exactly what happened.
It's not. The message said, "Everyone late, Maxing, for real."
Yeah. So and then what joke. I said just because was, it was you deserve a wedgie. That's what I said.
Yeah, you did. You know, you said you shoved something up my arse.
Did you say that?
She did.
What the hell did you say?
She picked up this monopod that was on her desk and she went, "I'm going to shove this up your arse."
No, she didn't.
She did.
You did not say that.
No.
Fuck off. Yes, you did. I'm not lying.
I don't know what he's talking about. He lies you all the time.
Laura?
Laura's not a rat bastard.
You've both got a thing or two to learn from Laura about ratting. Did you say that?
No, Your Honour.
Isn't that extraordinary?
That's a HR violation. If I've ever heard.
I've got a list.
Yeah, all right. Then I'll get back and I'll say, "Oh yeah, he talks about tits being flotation devices." He asked if Sydney Sweeney was seaworthy. He then said that his penis was a rudder.
I didn't say my penis was a rudder.
You said all penises were rudders.
Yeah, I think it's better.
Yeah.
You know what's quite funny is we said it a few times before, but the guy who does like media monitoring for the Labour and Conservative Party and listens to
I hope they're enjoying it.
20 minutes on penis floating.
Who's Sydney Sweeney?
That is so on the nose and possibly the biggest par you could say about any of those.
Yeah, they don't know. Do we think...
They know nothing.
Which party leaders know who Sydney Sweeney is?
Nigel Farage.
No, no chance. Too American. He's not seen Euphoria or White Lotus.
Nigel's never been to America, has he? He's never worked with Donald Trump.
He's not like... they don't sit down and watch HBO.
How do you know?
Because I can't imagine
what Nigel and Donald do on their Friday nights. How do you know?
He's not a big Madam Web fan. I think that's a fair enough assessment.
We could text him and ask.
Do you know?
Yeah, we could.
That'd be so funny. Do
that. You could do that.
Please do that. That'd be so funny.
I'm a coward. I'm a coward.
Yeah, I think I'm too cowardly to do that.
I don't have his number.
Do you want his number?
Yeah.
That'd be good. Well, because he wouldn't answer them, would he? Because he doesn't know who you are. You have to...
Hi, Nigel. Ed from Follow the Show. Quick question. We were discussing, do you know who Sydney Sweeney is?
I think he would reply to that.
Yeah, I think it's a fair enough request.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's your phone?
In my pocket.
In my crotch.
Yeah, sorry, pocket cam. Should we talk about some news or?
This is news. Oh, 7, 8.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
It's the Politics Show cast.
Ava, just before we came down and recorded this, started recording this, George Galloway was sworn in.
George Galloway was sworn in.
At the Houses of Parliament.
He was indeed.
Where the hell was Jeremy Crombumble?
Well... So he was sworn in and he was accompanied by Peter Bottomley, who's the father of the house, and he and Albo Party. Oh, God, what's his name? Neil Hanvey?
Mm-hmm.
And
sorry, I don't think that's his number. That's the image. That's not him.
Have you seen this?
Maybe that's just to put you off.
Maybe he's changed his number.
What number have you put in there?
You can see. Nope.
That's not it. So
oh, he's changed it.
Instead of the six, it's a seven.
Oh.
The first six is a seven.
Okay.
No, that is right.
Well, he typed it in wrong.
Oh, he typed it in
wrong. Oh,
yeah,
did I?
Yeah, fat thumbs over there.
Old rubber dick over there.
You said rubber, not rubber.
You can't see this, but Ed uses his phone the way that like Facebook moms in America use it.
Why? What do I do?
Shit, I'm calling him.
I don't think this is a great listen.
No, it goes, but...
Well, I'd already done my intro and he interrupted me. Right, so... George Galloway was sworn in today to Parliament by Peter Bottomley, the father of the House, Conservative, wearing a Ukraine tie, I note, and Neil Hanvey from ALBA, or ALAPA.
Mm.
Should have that story. Depending
on whether or not Alex Salmond's trying to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was reported... What basically had happened was he did an interview with Sam Coates from Sky, and in that interview he said he would like to be... sworn in with Jeremy Corbyn and David Davis. David Davis said, "I don't want to do. I'm not doing that because I don't believe in Chris Williamson's politics or his position on certain policies."
Who is George Galloway's deputy now at the Workers' Party?
Not specifically to do with October 7th.
Right. Sorry, I was just what? What he? Go on.
I was under the impression it was to do with Chris Williamson's position of October 7th.
Oh, sorry, that's what I...
Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah. I just meant, like, in general, Chris William... Okay.
I can't imagine David Davis is a particularly big fan of Chris Williamson's other things, let alone what he has to say about...
Well, no, but, you know, the socialism, that's all right. and socially conservative, that lot, Workers' Party of Britain.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Their blend of, like, economic leftism.
Yeah.
And then social conservatism. Mm-hmm.
Financially redistributive, you might say, and socially conservative.
Yeah, it's interesting how you categorise them, because I see a lot of people describing them as like far left. I guess it's probably the closest thing to it, but...
Yeah, but I also want to say that a lot of people who are using that term far left, which I would say is probably the correct term for them, didn't know why that was the correct term for them.
Mm.
Like, they think that they're, like... They think that they're in the same wing of the party as, like, John McDonnell. They think that that's, like, a Corbyn candidate. And they're not at all. They're actually very different.
Yeah.
Anyway, point being, so he said this to Sam Coates, I'd like them. Jeremy Corbyn, I've been told by his team, said, I have a prior engagement. He never agreed to do it. Mm. The Guardian then wrote it up by saying he will be accompanied by Jeremy Corbyn. Twitter goes mad and is like, that's so outrageous. I can't believe Jeremy Corbyn's escorting him. And then, lo and behold, on Monday, Corbyn is not there because he never planned to be.
Snubbed.
Snubbed.
Yes,
that's
sorry.
The line.
Actually, Corbyn is so low, he couldn't even...
He couldn't turn up to appointment. Lazy Corbyn.
He was doing a... he had a meeting in his constituency, a prior meeting that was scheduled in, and I was specifically told he did not snub him. So the fact that the first word you've used is snubbed...
Do you think, like, his aides are just, like, have nightmares of, like, Daily Express headlines being like, Corbyn, stabbed! He's, like, preemptively texting you, being like, it wasn't a snub!
It wasn't a snub. It was planned. Snub!
Waking up, sweating in the night. Do we have anything else to say about that? It was relatively uneventful. I just watched it on the Instagram. Just sort of, he said the thing and signed the book and
well, what do you
that.
Think he's going to do?
Well, he's...
Took off his hat.
Yeah, he did take off his hat.
Is that not the done thing?
Yeah.
Take off your hat?
Yeah.
Well, but you
can you wear a hat in the chamber?
He's subversive, though, isn't he? So you wouldn't think that he would walk in, hold up the Bible, and then be like... Because you can also hold up, like, a supportive text, like, a text. He should have gone in and held up something mental, like the Magna Carta.
The Little Red Book.
Yeah, the Little Red Book. That's really funny. That's good, that.
That would be good.
I don't know. You know that, like, with George Galloway, the only thing he cares about is himself, right? Like, yeah. he it is self-aggrandizing to the max. I think when he was at Bradford West, he spoke, like, I think it was only 16 times as an MP. Like, sometimes it'd be, like, 6 months when he didn't speak in the chamber. He doesn't care about the constituency. It's about him. So I don't put it beyond him to just, like...
He went to Big Brother when he was an MP in...
He was all like, it was like he was campaigning for Chavez in Venezuela, I think, when he was an MP.
Yeah. As Simon Danchuk put it, the former Labour MP, he said that he was the MP for Baghdad when he was last in the Commons, and he'll now be the MP for Gaza.
Imagine getting slagged off by someone who's been sexting a 17-year-old.
That's
imagine,
rough.
Imagine that him having That's the confidence rough. To slag you off when he's done that.
That's really rough, isn't,
isn't it?
Isn't it?
Like, imagine having a public profile.
I was thinking about this recently in relation to the. This is a massive tangent, but you know, like the Christian Horner scandal with F1.
Yes.
And he likes to chirp, like he likes to give a lot of shit to like the other team principals, and then obviously this entire scandal come out, and me and my mates were talking and being like, "How is he going to like take the piss out of Toto Wolff? Because Toto Wolff would just be like, you know, take something out of those leaked text messages."
Yeah.
Like you have no response. Do you know what I mean?
Those messages, if they are real. Which is, there's some dispute of whether the alleged messages, shall we say.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
They are the horniest messages I've ever seen in my life.
My bro was down bad.
It's just
bad.
Are you wearing a skirt? Show me the skirt.
Is it grey?
There was one I was like, the person he was talking to was like, I'm going to bed. I went, okay, Mrs. Boring Pants.
I completely misunderstood the screenshots when I first read them all, the alleged ones. Mm-hmm. And I thought that, like, the green was him, not like the other way around. So I was like, or supposed to be him.
Christian, what leggings are you wearing?
Yeah. So I was like, God, this, like, it really feels like she's the aggressor in this.
I don't know. I sort of. You wouldn't want. The world to read your horny text.
No, I'm fine with it.
Any text.
Your text flirting game is so immaculate, you would be fine with the world reading it.
I think that if you say you're okay with it, no one will bother you and do it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, see? Yeah, reverse point, psychology. Actually.
Oh, I'm like labelling myself as a target because I'd be petrified.
Yeah, I'm like, do it. Did you reply?
Nigel replied.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, yes.
Yes! Yeah!
I told you he did! But then also he said, odd question.
I told you he did! Right, who can we text next? Should I text go?
This should be a segment. We just text an MP during the podcast who's an inane question and see what they say.
Oh...
Who should we go for?
So no, you thought he wouldn't. But you thought he wouldn't.
I thought he wouldn't know who Sydney was.
How wrong you are!
Oh, yeah, look, maybe he's like an idiot.
Do we think Nigel went to boob school?
Don't push it. Don't push it.
University of Life and...
Sorry, Nigel, and just a quick follow-up. Just wondering... This is the day he regrets ever replying to your text message.
Would you describe her as seaworthy? He'd hate that. No. He'd hate that because of the RNLI could use her.
Just Nigel, just a quick question. Is a dick a rudder?
If you attach an outboard motor to a man, do you think migrants could use that to get
Stop
to
this.
It? Should we shoot all men? Just in case.
Not another one?
It's the Politics Show cast.
What so Farage...
Oh, yeah, that's actually a good
exactly.
segue. Yeah,
well, you've
on.
Ruined it now.
Sorry. Go on, Ava, go on.
So Jeremy Corbyn has instructed a lawyer to... because Nigel Farage last week said that... actually, do you know what? I should have... Did I? Oh, no, here. It's Nigel Farage claimed that it's actually the top line, so that's probably I should have read that. I always think that Laura's trying to trick me, so I don't look.
Well, she's like printed out a separate piece of notes for Ava.
Yeah, she's like, work that one out, bitch.
Like, I will take your seat on the podcast.
Yeah.
You're just a Rorschach test.
She just makes it really. Why is it in wingdings?
Mummy?
Nigel Farage claimed on GB News that Jeremy Corbyn was a subscriber to the madcap conspiracy theory that the Jews run the world. He actually said that phrase, and then he said, you know who is a subscriber? Jeremy Corbyn. And he has now instructed lawyers.
Jeremy Corbyn has.
No, what do you mean? Nigel Farage has instructed lawyers.
You said he's now instructed Corbyn. Lawyers.
Yeah, Corbyn's instructed lawyers on Nigel. Instructed lawyers on himself.
Oh, for a cop. Yeah. His citizens arrested himself.
I mean, other than the fact that we've just repeated the allegation.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
Jeremy Corbyn obviously strongly denies the suggestion. That he subscribes to that idea.
I would suggest that's probably why he's instructed the lawyer.
Yeah.
That subtext, there is two options. It's too opaque.
Laura's like written it down in a libelous way so that I just get completely ruined.
Embargo for 3 p.m. Jeremy Corbyn accepted the remarks. Full stop.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I'm genuinely surprised he said that.
Yeah.
He's an experienced broadcaster. You know you can't say shit like that. You know you can't just make stuff up.
It's actually very unlike Farage to make a mistake like that. He is extremely careful in how he goes about his...
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Yes, he does. That, which is why the New Statesman named him as one of the most influential politicians of the 21st century.
He definitely is.
A recommendation that Ollie Dugmore said in 500 times until they put it on there.
My letter writing campaign.
You have still failed to acknowledge.
Dear sir.
Most influential political figure never to be elected to the House of Commons?
Joe Swinson.
Adolf Hitler.
No.
What the fuck, Ed?
Well, the parameters that you gave.
Can we beep that?
No. No, absolutely. Do not beep that. No, people need to know.
No, I think it's. I think it'd be better if we just beep it.
Have you seen
because then it'll be up for suggestion.
Who I said?
Yeah.
Have you seen the viral video from France where, like, the grandfather buys his grandson Mein Kampf for Christmas?
I have, yeah.
And the dad's like, "No, Minecraft, mon père."
And then he's like, "Where the fuck did you get this?" I also been like, "How obliging a grandfather are you?" Being like,
"Well, I guess he wants to read it."
I guess my 8-year-old grandson is a Nazi, and I can't. Do you think she's like super liberal parenting? Being like, "Well, you can't tell your children no."
We are actually Nazi positive in this household.
Don't Reich shame me. He'd be Hitler maxing for real.
You are so desperate to tell me the maxing thing.
Yeah, but stop.
I think it's so funny.
Stop that now. We're
what,
going,
maxing?
This is too much.
Yeah, sorry, okay.
We're absolutely discourse maxing right now.
Jeremy Corbyn replied on Twitter and wrote, "We are a movement for peace and we cannot stand by and let these disgusting and malicious lies go unchallenged."
Do you know what he's doing?
We should actually do the updated statement, shouldn't we? Laura again tried to catch me out.
Psych, he never said it.
Laura, once again. I have Jeremy Corbyn on Twitter. "I have asked my lawyers to take the first steps in commencing legal proceedings against Nigel Farage following a highly defamatory statement about me. We are a movement for peace and we cannot stand by and let these disgusting and malicious lies go unchallenged." Which seems to be the same thing that Ollie just read out.
This is God tier. right now.
But you can't trust her. You know what I mean?
Where is this? Why did you decide that Laura's like duplicitous?
I don't know. I kind of got done with you. And now I'm like, I've rinsed that sponge for all it's worth.
Your anti-Scots bias.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Showing.
Yeah. So Ed's politics are actually more ALBA party than the RSNP.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is true because I actually cleared this line with him earlier.
Me and Kenny McCaskill were like that.
I thought you and Neil Hanvey were like that.
Well, yeah, that's we all hang out, the three of us together.
Where's Alex Salmond when this is going on?
Yeah, well, under the bed.
He's not based in London. So.
Oh, okay. He's on Zoom.
Yeah.
He
just
hangs out. He likes to watch.
Yeah. Doesn't catch it. Just three guys talking about freeing the Lockerbie bomber.
Socially conservative independence. It's pretty engaging stuff.
Human rights.
Open invite. Anyone can join. We'll distribute the Zoom link.
Including the Lockerbie bomber. Al McGrahy.
If you annex Scotland, if you got the independence that you were...
Sorry, if the Scots...
An-
if the Scots annex Scotland themselves.
Yeah. Right. Then you could have your own justice secretary. And then you could Alex Chalk it and...
We do have our own justice secretary.
Huh?
There's a justice secretary in Scotland.
Yeah, but who put away the Lockerbie bomber?
Scotland. Right. Or, oh, no, for the Scots scores? I meant. Well, that's a good question, actually.
He got let out, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It was Kenny McCaskill.
Yeah, compassionate discharge, didn't he?
And then he got the hero's welcome.
He got what?
A hero's welcome.
I think where?
In Libya. they just flew him back to Libya and there was like a parade.
Who could have seen that happening?
Like, it was a whole thing, and like the news had been like, "We are a compassionate country, and although we profoundly disagree with McGrath's actions, everyone has a right to dignity in death." Cut to Libya.
Oh! Free my boy! We'll do it again.
The Scottish politicians did not have foresight. You know the exo bully things? Like, we're not going to ban the exo bullies. Oh my God, there's more. And they're biting people.
The exo bully midnight railroad to Scotland.
Yeah, that was one of the best things that they did.
Do you agree with it?
What?
Freeing Al McGrahy.
No, I just thought it was just such incredible politics. It was like, we can't do what England are doing straight away. We don't want to look too
English.
Like, we're just following them.
No one wants to look too English. No, you never go full English.
No.
No.
Apart from at breakfast time.
Well, then it's full English every day, baby.
You know what I mean?
Choo-choo.
Absolutely.
I think you would both enjoy the Italian accoutrement to an English breakfast. It's fried peppers. Ooh. They're really salty.
Ooh,
like oily.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I think you'd like it.
Sounds provocative.
It's like full English, but with the peppers on the side.
Construct for me your ideally calibrated cooked breakfast. What's on the plate?
Square sausage.
Yep.
Bacon. Scottish black pudding.
Yep.
Potato scone.
Oh, are you from Scotland?
Yeah.
All right, Neil Hanvey.
A roll.
A roll? What kind of roll? Soft,
like
crusty?
Like a morning roll.
But what's that? Soft, crusty?
Ed's dad actually made this for me once.
Yeah?
It's good.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's really good.
So maybe some mushrooms?
Do you know what? I knew... Yeah, I think mushrooms have to be there. I knew the difference between link sausage and lawn sausage because I have spent time in Scotland before and I fucking forgot. And I had to ask the woman who was making me a hot roll at the weekend. She said, "Do you want link sausage or lawn sausage?" And I, like a cunt, had to say, "What's the difference?"
Oh, she'd be talking about you.
Yeah.
You look like a fucking knob.
There's been a...
Oh, can we shout out the shop? The Scottish Deli near here.
Yes, you can.
And because it's really good. I'd like people to go there so it stays open so I can have some Scottish food.
Yeah, but then it might get oversubscribed.
He is such a beg for Scotland-related brands.
I know.
Sorry, do you not like your clothes?
I love my pirate clothes. please send more. Please send more. They're sick.
Yeah.
But don't pretend that you would share if they gave you like free square sausage for the foreseeable.
Share with Laura.
That sounds racist.
Well, it's race related, I suppose. I don't think it's racist. It's positive discrimination.
Square sausage only for Scots.
Well, yeah, if there's a limited supply, we deserve it more.
Right.
Surely you've had too much. Surely you should share.
No.
But you're here.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Well, you're here and in this room right
you're
now.
Sat opposite me. Cool.
No, I just think it's audacious to have that much of a claim over the square sausage when shouldn't the English people who live here, or from here, who don't get to experience that delicacy, get to try
it? You were verging on being so racist there.
Why?
For the English people. England's for England.
No, sorry, Mr. Scottish sausage for Scottish people. What the fuck? You're doing the same thing.
I'm a minority.
You can go home and get
country.
One there. We can't. That's not home for us.
Ava.
Hi.
Would you eat meat if it was square sausage and it was free from the shop?
Sure.
No, shop. Probably not at the beginning of the day.
My country, my rules.
If I had a hypothetical breakfast.
Yeah, go on.
I'd love to have a lot of American bacon.
Ooh.
Streaky.
Yeah.
Maple syrup?
Yeah.
Waffles?
Yeah. And that really horrible sausage patty that they do.
Yeah, I love them.
So yeah. Fucked up.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, so good.
It's just like a circle
like a
of sin.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Do you any room for hash browns on your plate?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, very well. Here you are.
Any room for hash browns here, young man?
Beans?
I would have them, but I'm not enamored with beans.
Chips?
In general. No, not with breakfast.
How do you like your eggs?
Fried, please.
Yeah, but over easy? What?
Over easy. I don't like when the yolks go hard. I don't love yolks in general.
Oh, no, but you like a wet egg?
But you love the English yolk, don't you?
What does that mean?
It's a yolk is like the thing that a cattle wears when it would like plow.
Right.
So it's like a harness. So people say like the yolk is like the yolk of oppression. So like,
oh,
you would say
sorry.
We have been under the Norman yoke since 1066. So I was saying to you that you were a cuck for England. But
yes.
I said, do you like the English yoke? But now that I've explained it, it doesn't work.
Because I live and work in England, so believe it or not.
Anything else on your breakfast table?
No. Not on a hypothetical. Actually, no, I'd probably have a couple of eggs.
And if you're
and
not in the
juice.
Hypothetical world, what does your vegetarian breakfast consist of?
Like, it's just so miserable. Like, it's just so depressing.
I'm quite partial to a veggie sausage, you know.
I had, yeah, but when you eat them all the time, it's not exciting.
Yeah, it gets
but
grating.
I did have, I went to, I ended up, the power got cut in my flat, right? And so I left and went and got breakfast. And we went to Egg Slut because it was the nearest thing to us. I wouldn't normally go in Egg Slut because that put me off, just the name being called Egg Slut.
It's an American thing, isn't
it? Yeah, it's such a 2010.
It's quite millennial, thing. Like push the boundary, let's be outrageous. Anyway. They were some of the best hash browns I've ever had. They might be like that big.
Ooh.
Like, and they cylinder, and they came in like a stack of six. Oh my God, they were so good.
Mm.
Amazing.
I love hash browns.
They're very good. Egg Slut's very good.
Give me hash browns or give me death.
What would you have, Oliver?
It's pretty much a carbon copy of what you said, to be honest with you. I don't think did you say bacon?
Yeah, I think it did.
I can genuinely leave bacon from a fry up.
Wrong.
I can leave it. I'd rather have sausage. If I had to choose between sausage and bacon, I'd choose sausage every
really?
Time. Yeah, 100%.
Link or the other one?
Links, yeah.
That's fair.
I like a square sausage as well. It is good.
Why are we talking about this? I've just realised where we are.
Yeah. Sorry, back to the important matters. Have you ever had an English breakfast muffin with black pudding on top and then a poached egg?
No,
it's
never.
It's god tier. I had it on the Westray in Orkney. There's a little cafe that opens like 2 days a week. It's random. Like they just, it's like Thursdays
when they can
Sundays.
Be honest.
Yes, it's when they can be bothered.
Can you get a vegetarian black pudding?
I'm sure you can. Sad boy makes it.
All right. Well, I'd really like that if you want to send
you get
it
vegetarian
to
vegetarian haggis, which really tastes.
Yeah, I've had that.
It tastes almost identical to normal haggis.
That's because they're very good at making vegetarian food now.
It's funny that, isn't it? Because you think. Like, how do you make the vegetarian version of, like, catching those little things that bounce around up in the Highlands?
Yeah, two legs shorter than the other.
Yeah. But they've managed it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Cool industry up there. They're trying to make it sustainable.
You have to respect it.
Yeah.
How will Scottish independence impact haggis farming?
I don't know. They probably give more of a gift away from, like, say, dairy farms in, like, the west of England. Mm. They'd have, like, they'd be able to redivert funds, I suppose, and maybe be more of an industry. I think it would blossom.
I've always think you can taste the difference between wild haggis and farmed haggis.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Budget?
Sure. The budget's happening on Wednesday, I believe, Ava.
Yes.
What would you like to say about it now?
Well, no, don't say that. Don't act like you're appeasing me. This is like our political podcast.
Oh, you must be new here. Yeah. No, I know. I think we've got better at it. I think the ratio...
No, you've just diverted again.
I teed you up. You declined. Yeah, so we're going on a tangent.
I didn't like how you teed it up, right? You know, like, oh,
have another go.
Get that whingy bitch out the way, you know? Like, and then we can get back to talking about the things we care about, like square sausage.
Okay, let me think about it, how I can tee it up better. Because I said to you, Ava, the budget's on Wednesday.
What would you like to say about that?
Yeah, I got it. Ava, what day is the budget on this week?
Oh, it's Wednesday, 12:30, right after PMQs.
Fantastic. Ed, what do you like to know? what are we expecting from the budget, Ava?
We were expecting him to abolish non-dom status, and I don't think he's going to do that now. We're expecting, backbench MPs are hoping for tax cuts, but he's not got enough headroom to provide those anymore. We are expecting a cut in public spending. Public spending was meant to rise by 1% over the next couple of years. He's going to knock 0.2% of that off.
That'll really put a dent in those 530 seats, won't it? More austerity.
Yeah.
These guys.
See how you like it.
You will be grateful. These guys are fucking, they are galaxy brain, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you think if there are tax cuts, let's say, and if that doesn't move the dial, if it doesn't move the needle, and they're still in the mud on less seats than Lib Dems, they have to give up the game, surely. Like, what else can they do at that point?
Yeah, but what they're going to do, like, okay, so the only way they're going to give us tax cuts is if they have it completely within the realms of spending possibility, right? Because if they go slightly out of the spending headroom opportunity, yeah, then inflation spikes again. We're not going to get an election until inflation is near 2%, right?
Is that an exclusive?
Yeah, do you know what, right? If you write for one of them fucking shill newspapers and you hear someone say something on a television station... And then the next day you write it up, you can't call that an exclusive. Let you work out, that was. Mm. Shills.
Who'd be the funniest person to call out there? Toby Young.
Does he still write?
Presumably for Spiked or something.
Yeah. I think he just does the free speech union thing.
Oh, maybe actually.
Anyway. Actually. Point being, he's... And then he's going to, there's a potential windfall, extra windfall on oil and gas, another levy on their big earnings, which is a Labour policy. All of this just feels like they're salting the earth for Labour to come in, right? Because if he introduces tax cuts or he cuts public spending, that means that if Starmer's to get into government, he either has to reverse the tax cuts or he has to reverse the public spending, or he just keeps them and he's in economic peril.
Well, that's been his approach to pretty much everything else, isn't it? When it's like, oh, well, you reverse the police crime sentencing and courts bill. Nah. We'll let it bed in for a while. That's what he says. That's literally what he's like. Let's go bed in. We've got to see how the legislation's being used. I can't see him. They've already committed to maintaining the Tories' fiscal rules for the first 2 years of a Labour government.
Yes.
And which is sick. It's cool, that's how parties work.
But there's a really... There's you like don't a, get your own a conniving... part possibly of like one advisor who's going to put in the budget like that they're going to announce like quite obscene tax cuts, and then it would mean that Rachel Reeves would have to stand up and go, these tax cuts, we need to have higher taxes, and then the Tories go, ha ha,
we've got you,
we knew it,
one seat back,
yeah. We're up to 28 boys.
Yeah,
who gets to keep their seat?
Who do you think, if you had to pick out of all the Conservatives to keep their seat, who would it be?
Swainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, big Swain.
That's why.
Text him.
I thought of his number.
Do you know Sydney Sweeney?
No way.
He doesn't know who Sydney Sweeney is.
No way.
All right. I'll hedge that he does.
Okay. How do we find this out? Got
it. I don't know if he'd reply to you. I think I've got Reese Mogg's number. You know.
Should we call him?
Or do you know? Do you want me to text Desmond Sweeney?
I'm loving the fact that you just send the text that Ava and I are too ashamed to send. Yeah, no, I don't have Swain's number. That's a shame.
We all think that...
That's a Swain. This has been so fucking dumb.
I'm looking.
What did we think of Sunak's emergency speech on Friday?
Oh. I know I was on holiday.
Yeah.
But I still saw it. Someone must have tweeted this already, but like to stand on the steps of Downing Street and be like, there is too much division in British politics as the leader of, so this is the most obvious take. I know it's so baked, but
it's supposed to be your take.
Oh, have we done this already?
Yeah, done.
Oh, great. Good work, guys. Good work. No, I saw that post.
Oh, right. Is that so?
No. I'm just saying, are you not the leader of the Conservative Party? Like, you're gaslighting me. I don't know, that's the...
We need to love our neighbour.
Yeah.
And at the same time, lock up protesters!
Oh, and by the way, trans women aren't women. Right, see you on Monday. Very good, thank you. Do you know what I mean? Fuck off!
I'm very ashamed of what I've done. Will I change my behaviour? No. No, I will not.
Yeah. Also interesting, because he's kind of doing the Suella thing, right? He's kind of doing the Suella bit that, like, Britain's controlled by extremists, hate marchers, Islamists. Mm-hmm. Like, is that not... That's what he sacked... Okay, sorry. He sacked her for, you know, challenging the operational independence of the police. But, you know...
But hypothetically, if that were true, yeah, would you not question why he hasn't done anything about it?
Yeah, he's in charge.
Like, hypothetically, if Britain was right now being run by jihadists, I think he should have said something.
Why are you telling me now? You've been in there for a year, Rishi.
He's going to be like, Alendi.
I've got it.
Final broadcast.
I've got his number.
You got Swain. Yeah. Hit that man up.
It just was taking ages to load. Yeah. But I think call him. Call him on speaker.
I'm not going to call him.
What, pussy?
Yeah. Well, you're not going to text him.
No, I'm not.
Or call him. Give me.
Don't call him off here.
No, I'm thinking the number. Don't face it that way.
Oh, yeah, I get it now, because there's cameras.
You need to stop it. You've done that for him and Nigel.
Actually, bleep that one, please. The first one was a joke.
But it was his number that you were reading out, so...
No, I made it up.
Ring him.
Not ringing him.
Ring him.
What were we saying about horrible Mr. Sunak?
Well, I guess it's just that. He's a nasty piece of work.
Just having the gumption to
sit
and lecture us about
do I know what you mean?
Propriety in public life. It was very silly. You know what else about? Did you see today in Playbook they were like, George Galloway will be... It's enough... Lindsay Hoyle has been calling for people to be, like, nicer to each other in Parliament. So, bad news, George Galloway's here. Like, he wasn't talking about George Galloway. He was talking about you all. That's what he was talking about. So, they're all silly billies.
Silly billies. That's nearly as good as the other week when you said loosey-goosey.
Do you ever just want to lie face down in a pond of static water and steer yourself with your penis
right into a blender right into the path of an oncoming ferry
with windows?
Does a ferry have windows?
Ooh.
Is that the question?
Does the platonic ideal of a ferry have windows? Because I know the platonic ideal of a podcast doesn't have Ava Santina in it.
Or any woman.
Yes. So no, it's too...
I feel like...
No, the classic politics show podcast is two boys and a girl.
Yeah.
Platonic ideal of a podcast is no women.
Right.
If I wanted to, like, appeal to the audience and say something like, let me know if you'd still like me on this podcast, I think it would be like that time Rita Ora tweeted, like, a million retweets and I'll release my music. And then it's no, someone's threatening to release my music and it's not me.
I've texted Esmond. Do you know that thing, Jamie Heaslip, the Irish rugby player, tweeted like, who wants me to start a podcast? And it was overwhelmingly no in the poll.
Who did that?
Jamie Heaslip, used to play rugby for Ireland. He turned into the real like tech bro in his retirement. Like a budget Stephen Bartlett.
You can't be budget Stephen Bartlett.
Is he the most
budget? You'd have to pay him. Yeah.
Oh yeah, very great.
Yes, yeah, so what were you saying about the platonic ideal?
Yeah, yeah.
Do we have anything else you want to say? What do we... What?
Sydney Desmond Sweeney.
Ooh.
Quite proud of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't say anything, but...
Oh, we did.
I think that's all right.
I think we did some good stuff. Let us know if you think this was good.
Which
or
bit
not.
Specifically did you think was the... Was it when Ollie said it was mean of Rishi Sunak to say Britain was run by jihadists?
Oh, over that point, like...
I quite like this as a format. We do the pod.
We give up.
Then we spend 5 minutes reviewing the pod.
It's like notes after you do a play.
Yeah.
I think Sunak, if he's enthralled to the jihadists, they're not very competent because we don't live in a caliphate.
You think that the jihadists would run it better?
If they were in charge.
That's the FBP thing. I actually wish the Islamists were in charge.
As long as they rejoin the bloody EU.
We will establish a caliphate of Europe. One currency, one God.
Who's like the biggest remainer? Who's like the main remainer?
If I speak.
You?
No.
Who? Who's like the face of Remain at the moment? Do we think the new European would endorse ISIS if they pledge to rejoin the EU?
I like how we did a big like, can't believe Nigel Farage said that. Can't believe he said that about Jeremy Corbyn. That's insane. That's so obviously like a legal issue. Would the new European support ISIS?
If they pledge to rejoin the EU.
Do you think that that somehow makes what you're saying like?
Well, we also haven't said yes yet.
Like in the court of law, when the judge is reading out, you're like, Your Honour, I said if they rejoin the EU, dismissed.
You're allowed to have hypothetical discussions.
All right. What? Well, let's think of like the worst hypothetical thing we could say about you.
You actually said worse. You're the go-to for this. Also, audience should know, this is what Abe was prepared to say on recorded, and she said way worse about all of us.
But I told Ed today, like yesterday, I was chatting to someone and they were like, oh, like, what do you do when you get into the office? And I was like, I spend the first hour thinking about what lie I'm going to make up about it. And then I spend the next hour implementing that lie. And then I go for a coffee.
Just scorched earth reputation.
Yeah. Sometimes it's good that.
Yeah, I'm a pariah in the office.
Do you reckon there's like...
My God!
Do you reckon there's someone in like client services who believes everything Ava has said about you and thinks you are like a ginormous dick?
There's a Twitch streamer has been cancelled. I'm not going to name them because of what I'm about to say, but they've been cancelled. And their ex-girlfriend released this whole video about like things they've done to them. And one of the allegations is that he doesn't wipe his arse.
Is it like he's got a B-day?
No, he's just gross. Isn't that insane?
Do you ever just despair for men? Just like, what the fuck is wrong with us?
Oh no, because I don't really identify with the man who doesn't wipe his arse. That's not like, you know, like, oh, men are in crisis. They're turning to Andrew Tate. I think Andrew Tate would be like, clean your arse.
That's why he's so popular.
Is that not like the first rule of Jordan
Make
Peterson?
Your bed and wipe your ass.
Yeah. Imagine having the confidence to walk around with a dirty arsehole.
Do you know, this is a really core memory for me. When I was quite young, no, don't look at me like that. It's not weird. I was watching that program that's like, what's that doctor program that used to be on Channel 4?
Weird Bodies.
Like Weird Bodies.
Embarrassing Bodies.
Embarrassing Bodies. And this guy had like scabs all over his his head. And I remember this so vividly, this program. He had scabs all over his head. And she's like, oh, I think you need a cream or whatever. And then she's like, the diagnosis has come back, Stephen. And it's because you keep scratching your arsehole and then scratching your head. I am not joking. You know, I watched this when I was really young and it stayed with me. This is a real thing that went out on Channel 4. Would you not? What would you do?
I think we should abolish Channel 4. I'm back. I'm on side with Nadine again.
What if on like an episode of Naked Attraction?
He's just like got fucking swamp ass.
You know when they're like,
stinky butt. Stinky butt.
It clearly
smeared,
smells.
Smeared with shit.
She's like, spin. I'd like to see green. Could you turn round for me? And it's like, oh my God.
Do you think the like production team for Naked Attraction, do you think they've ever like done someone a solid and be like, you need to wash?
Oh, I mean, like a fluffer.
No, I don't think they've done that.
Have you watched the show? Do you think it's four men with erections? Imagine!
Oh my God! This is just what it's like.
It's gone up on like the first four, and then the last guy is just fucking rock hard, and they're all like looking at each other like.
It's the kind of thing you can imagine someone being like quite anxious and just taking a Viagra before. They like that. They're listening live. Oh.
We're banning that.
Fucking hell. So, how do you think the podcast went?
What would be worse? You start with an erection. Or you get one.
Just chewing it.
But there's like the process of it, like, you know, happening. And then there's like, who's the presenter?
Anna.
All right, so the presenter and the candidate are standing there and they have to just ignore.
Sorry.
The guy in the red box.
So cut. Peter.
Have you got a semi?
You are.
No, this is it, actually.
This is full mast. This is my tiller.
You should see me on the high sea.
It's like the Titanic. You had a really small rudder, the Titanic, didn't it?
Did it?
That was the deck. That's why it couldn't get round the iceberg.
I didn't know that.
The rudder was too small for the boat. Do you think I'm making this up?
No.
I'm not.
See, if you're making the biggest boat of all time, why are you chipping out on the rudder?
Why would you ever doubt that I wouldn't know how the Titanic sank?
Sorry, do you have a reputation for spreading vicious lies on this podcast?
No, sure. But how do I feel about transport? I feel quite strongly
you
about transport.
You do feel very strongly about transport.
So I would know if the rudder was big enough for that boat.
By sight.
It wasn't.
Maybe the captain believed that it wasn't the size of the boat that was important.
So it's used.
Yeah, it's how you use it, yeah.
Women like this. If anything, that's too big.
Drives full steam at an iceberg.
Men would literally sink their boat. Rather sink their boat than go to the therapy. Or something shit like that.
Mm. Is this the end of it?
I think so.
Yeah,
it's been recording for quite a long time.
This is probably the end of it, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh, do we end with applause?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. That's too loud. Lighter.
Yeah. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel.
See you on the subreddit.
Rate us 5 stars.
Yeah, on the subreddit where we'll be engaging in some of the activities we spoke about earlier.
Maybe leave a comment. Follow us on Instagram.
It's just the outro to all our videos now.
You get credits running across the front.
Yeah. Featuring Nigel Farage and Desmond Swain.
drop a comment if you think that Ed looks like that little boy from Polar Express.
Read the joe.co.uk website.
You like politics, Joe? Go to football, Joe.
Anyone see the football this weekend?
Yes.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.